RNZ News at 5 o'clock. No, my hi, my good afternoon. I'm Karen McCarthy. The Defence Force is working to minimise any environmental damage from the sinking of its high-tech Navy survey ship in Samoa. Witnesses say HMNZ's Manawanui was sailing close to the reef off the southern coast of Upolu last night when it grounded and started listing. The 75 people on board took to lifeboats and were picked up by rescue vessels. However, one lifeboat capsized and the occupants made their way to shore in rough seas. Rear Admiral Garen Golding says the focus is now turning to the impact of the disaster.
I know that in time, following an investigation, we will have a full understanding of what occurred today. Our priority now that our people are safe is mitigating the environmental impacts, working closely with the Samoan government and with the expertise and support of Maritime New Zealand.
Minister of Defence Judith Collins says it will be very difficult to salvage the $100 million ship. Police have recovered the bodies of three people missing after a car crashed into the Tuamarina River in Marlborough. Five people were in the car at the time of the crash, which happened at a quarter to two this morning. Samantha G is in Tuamarina.
Police have confirmed three people have died after the car they were in crashed into the Tuamarina River at the intersection of State Highway 1 and Bush Road between Blenheim and Picton. Two of the occupants were able to get out of the car and were taken to hospital, one with serious injuries and the other with moderate injuries. The Police National Dive Squad was deployed around midday and found the car submerged in the river with three bodies inside. Inquiries into the circumstances of the crash are underway.
Infrastructure Minister Chris Bishop says projects the government wants fast-tracked will help build the economy. Cabinet has released the list of 149 schemes it selected for the fast-track approvals bill. They include housing, aquaculture, road, energy and mining projects. Mr Bishop says they are all fundamental to growing the economy.
Some may not like it, but there is no doubt we need all of them. For too long, our country has been held back by red and green tape stifling economic development. For too long, obstruction has got in the way of growth. Fast Track is all about getting New Zealand moving.
The Fast Track legislation will pass into law before the end of the year. After that, the projects go to the Environmental Protection Authority for an expert panel to make final decisions. The state of emergency in Dunedin has been lifted as the city moves into recovery mode and roads gradually open across the Otago region after days of rain. A state of emergency in Clutha District was lifted at midday. Rachel Hellier-Donaldson has more.
Dunedin Mayor Jules Raddick lifted the declaration an hour ago and thanked residents for their calm and resilient response in the past few days. He also praised council staff, contractors, first responders and volunteers for going above and beyond. Civil Defence Controller Rob West says the focus is on reopening roads, clearing slip debris and reinstating water supplies on the West Harbour and Otago Peninsula. 11 Dunedin properties have been red stickered. A precautionary boil water notice is in place in West Harbour from Ravensbourne to Deborah Bay, with the exception of St Leonard's.
Palestinian media is reporting at least 18 people have been killed and more than 20 others wounded in an Israeli airstrike on a mosque in central Gaza. The BBC's Charles Aniagolo reports.
The Israeli military says it struck Hamas command centers that it alleged were operating from inside a mosque in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza. It says it had warned Palestinians to evacuate the area, saying it would use great force against fighters there. But doctors and Hamas medical officials say the facility was housing displaced people, and they expected the number of casualties to rise. Palestinian media say there's also been heavy Israeli shelling in the city of Beit Lahia near Jabalia in northern Gaza, and that there too there have been casualties.
Fire and emergency crews have contained a vegetation fire in Northland near 90 Mile Beach this afternoon. The blaze has been burning since 11 o'clock yesterday morning in the Gumfield region between Herekino and Ahipara. Crews are working with forestry firefighters and helicopters to ensure the containment holds. The fire has burned through 177 hectares. Specialist drone crews will conduct thermal imaging to check for hotspots tonight. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has returned to the rural Pennsylvania site where he was nearly assassinated almost 3 months ago. Security was tight around the showgrounds in Butler, where Mr. Trump, running mate J.D. Vance, and tech billionaire Elon Musk all spoke. The BBC's Will Grant was at the rally.
All day, supporters of former President Trump streamed into the same spot where he was almost killed in July. Security had been significantly ramped up, with a widened security perimeter and Mr. Trump addressing the crowd from behind a bulletproof glass screen.
As I was saying...
Some of the supporters at the rally had also been present during the shooting, while others turned up as a result of it, keen to underline their support for the Republican candidate in the final weeks of his campaign.
In sport, the Silver Ferns are desperate to avoid a winless series against England when they meet the Roses in Invercargill tonight. New Zealand has already lost the tiny Jamison Trophy, losing to England in the first two tests. If England win the final test tonight, it would be their first ever series sweep over the Silver Ferns. New Zealand captain Emilia-Ann Acanasio says a win is important for the side's confidence.
We're about to find out what we're really made of. I think going into this last game, our backs are against the wall. And yeah, I think we've just got to see people come out firing and try and just find how we can individually do our jobs better and how we can be better than as a unit as well.
The game starts at 7:30. Melbourne Storm's Kiwi halfback Jerome Hughes says doing the basics well will be the key to beating Penrith in tonight's NRL Grand Final. The Panthers are chasing their fourth consecutive premiership, while the Storm are in their first Grand Final since winning in 2020 when they beat the Panthers in the decider. Hughes says they need to minimise mistakes so not to give Penrith any extra opportunities.
On the front foot, and then our spine can get on the ball. Now it's going to be dangerous there, but it's going to take a lot of hard work from everyone on our team. Hopefully, some great news.
The final starts at 9:30. Taranaki have beaten Tasman 42-29 in Nelson and won rugby's coveted Ranfurly Shield in the process. Taranaki will get to lock the Shield away for the rest of the season and have a chance to complete the ultimate double. With today's win, Taranaki is second on the NPC ladder and will meet Waikato in the quarterfinals. Top of the table, Wellington will play Tonti's Monaco, Bay Plenty will play Hawke's Bay, and Tasman will meet Canterbury. In her last race as a junior, Hutt Valley mountain biker Aris van Leeuwen claimed the overall World Cup downhill title with victory in the final race in Canada. Van Leeuwen won the World Championship title in August. That's news and sport.
The Wellington Jazz Festival is coming up, and tonight on Inside Out, I'll be checking out the two major international headliners, bass players Esperanza Spalding and Marcus Miller. Just me with you. Bass Desires on Inside Out with me, Nick Tipping, as I preview the Wellington Jazz Festival tonight at 11 on RNZ National.
Look forward to that. Short forecast now from Met Service to midnight on Monday for Northland to Taranaki, including Coromandel Peninsula, Bay of Plenty and the Central High Country. Periods of rain with possible squally thunderstorms tomorrow. Rain easing tomorrow afternoon and clearing at night. Gisborne and Hawke's Bay, partly cloudy. Chance of a shower tonight. Scattered rain tomorrow with possible thunderstorms from the afternoon. Clearing tomorrow evening. Whanganui to Wellington, including Wairarapa. Also Marlborough, Nelson and Bora. Mostly cloudy. Isolated showers becoming widespread for a time today and again tomorrow afternoon with possible thunderstorms easing tomorrow night. Westland and Fiordland, isolated showers, rain about and north of Hokitika for a time today. Showers become widespread for a time tomorrow. Canterbury, partly cloudy with possible low cloud or fog overnight. Isolated showers tomorrow afternoon. Otago and Southland, fine periods, a few showers in the afternoons and evenings, possibly heavy tomorrow with thunderstorms. And for the Chatham Islands, periods of rain. RNZ National, it's 5:09. Our next news and weather at 6 o'clock. Hey, good afternoon to you. I'm Karen McCarthy. I'll be with you for the next hour till, I believe, Todd Zehner is here for your Sunday night. Look forward to him standing in for Phil O'Brien. And I hope you enjoyed that Fat Freddy's track before the news at 5 o'clock. The ultimate legendary jam band. They're dropping a new album on October the 25th, Slow Mo. They've described it as a bass-heavy blast across nine tracks. It's coming out as a double LP on vinyl. And you may already know they're touring down under in New Zealand in the new year after some gigs in Europe later this year. Upper Hutt, Auckland, Upper Mutiri, two shows in Upper Mutiri near Nelson, the Tomoana Showgrounds in Hastings, and the Electric Avenue Fest in Christchurch. Just to look forward to in January and February. Fat Freddy's, that was White on the Blues. Klein Espinner is with us now. RNZ's program 30 with Klein Espinner.
Lai mai, haere mai, piki mai, kakia mai. Kia ora te iwi and welcome to 30 with me, Guy and Espinner. 30 minutes, one guest, no cuts. What we record is what you get. Mark Manson has sold 20 million books and everyone knows the title of his most famous one, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F***. It sounds like a life hack to not care about anything. It actually urges us to carefully choose what it is that we value. You could call him a self-help writer, but he shuns the platitudes of the wellness industry and says pain is inevitable and positive thinking is overrated. In November, he'll visit New Zealand as part of a speaking tour. So how does his philosophy help us navigate a world of political polarisation, a mental health meltdown, social media and AI? Let's start the clock, 30 minutes, with Mark Manson.